Roz and Mocha Show. Toronto's number one hit music station.
Kiss 92.5.
The question is, do you believe in Bigfoot? That's to you and everybody else.
No.
The single largest prize in television history could be awarded if anyone can prove it. The show on Spike TV, of course, is called the $10 million Bigfoot Bounty. For anyone who can definitively prove that Bigfoot exists. January 10th is when it premieres. And the host, Mocha, please.
Oh, I can't believe this. We're actually going to talk to Clark Kent / Superman right now.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan. Dean Cain.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
The single largest possible prize in television game show history.
Yes, and I wanted to abscond with it myself, but I wasn't allowed to.
$10 million.
Well, think about that. You know, it's if you can prove the existence of Bigfoot after all this time and all this speculation, I think it's definitely worth that.
Is this just a job for you, or do you have some? Do you have interest in? Are you a squatcher?
Well, I'm a very avid outdoorsman. Spent a lot of time outdoors. I have a lot of hunters in my family as well, and we all sort of share the same, except for my brother. All of us share the same thought process, which is skepticism, but optimistic and hopeful that he exists, or that a Sasquatch or Bigfoot exists. My brother, however, he totally believes. There's no question. He's 100% in. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
So, what is your brother's rationale? Like, what are the arguments that you have with your brother over Sasquatch or Bigfoot?
Well, my brother believes a lot of things too. We argue over a number of these things, and the hard part is you can't prove it one way or the other.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you're seeing the Sky Mall catalog when you're flying place to place.
Yeah, yeah.
They have those little Bigfoot statues. I got him that for Christmas last year.
Get out. Are you serious?
Yeah, of course.
Dean,
I did, because he's a big-time believer. After this show, maybe some other people will be too. That's all I can say about that.
I can't even tell you, Dean. Your life is my life. My brother, who is in his 40s, very, very smart guy, has always said, most people say, oh my God, I wish I could win the lottery so I could just live on a boat for the rest of my life. If my brother won the lottery, he would spend every dollar of it squatching. He would spend every dollar looking for the Bigfoot.
Well, we have some people on the show who, that is exactly what they do. That literally is what they do. all the time.
Oh my God. What kind of evidence are they looking for in hunting down Bigfoot?
Okay, it's very simple, because it's backed by Lloyd's of London, so we had to make the criterion very specific.
Yeah.
Which is, you have to provide irrefutable DNA and visual
DNA?
Evidence of Bigfoot. And I can tell you, it's not as hard as you might think. It can be found in the form of fecal matter. You know, you can actually go and pull DNA. The part of the process when we're doing with the show is showing people how to very carefully, because we have two full-time scientists with us, a mobile scientific DNA lab. We have all kinds of, I mean, we're not messing around with this at all. And so they have to be able to collect evidence without contaminating that evidence. And you can certainly do it with a scat sample, and you can certainly, that alone is your DNA evidence. Obviously, you could bring in a Bigfoot himself. There are many, many different ways that they could do it, but it has to be irrefutable DNA and visual proof.
Let me just get my pen, because scat sample is probably the best band name I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
I'm going to write that down.
Dean Cain is joining us right now. It's the Roz and Mocha Show, talking about the new show called $10 Million Bigfoot Bounty. Now, did you guys film this show already?
We have.
Yeah?
Oh.
So during any of the episodes, are we going to see anything that your reaction, you're like, oh my God, someone may actually get the $10 million bucks?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
No question at all. We have a wide range of different types of teams of two. So there are 9 teams of two. There are some major squatchers, Bigfooters. There are some big game hunters, you know, just full-time hunters who can track and do things that you would expect them to be able to do in the wild. So we've also got a lot of high-tech, you know, technology stuff, whether it's FLIR, binoculars, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so there's a lot of stuff. We provided them with a lot of resources, and we put them right in the middle of what are known as Bigfoot hot zones. We shot in, we are all over Washington State. Washington State has a certain law. You can't harass Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a law. You can't harass him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed to kill a Bigfoot.
You can't kill it.
I don't know if there's anybody better to host this this show than you. You sound very enthusiastic about it. You got the history of it with your family. When you see a fan walking down the street and they recognize you, do you know what they recognize you from? Like, do you know your fan base? Have you dissected them like that?
Well, I would say that 90% of the time it's 85% of the time it's probably Superman.
It's Superman,
and
huh?
Then 15% is probably Ripley's. Okay, let's say 10% Ripley's, and then 5% is just the various other...
You with your shirt off in magazines.
...million movies I've done.
I'm part of the bigger percentage because I'm freaking out that I'm actually talking to a super freaking man.
Which is okay by me.
You did when you look back on it, you did like a really, really solid job at that, and I don't think it was appreciated at the time how good of a Superman you were.
I shouldn't even say
Superman. It was the alter ego that I think that you really nailed.
Yeah.
And what do you think of... One, what do you think of Ben Affleck as Batman?
Well, you know, it'd be impossible for me to judge Ben as Batman until I see him do the job.
Yeah. Really.
I mean, that's the hard part. And with today's internet and social media, you know, instant reactions, people are poo-pooing him before he ever put the costume on, you know, and that's kind of impossible. So I think Ben is an extremely talented actor, director, writer, producer, the whole nine yards. I think he knows what he's doing, and I think he'll do a commendable job. My only problem is that I think it's called Batman versus Superman, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be like a short, because that's the quickest fight you'll ever see.
No offense, but Superman is a very boring superhero.
Whatever, dude.
Right, in that sense.
He's extremely moral in that sense.
Highly disagree with both of you. I am the biggest Superman nerd fan out there. Superman would kick anybody's ass.
You're talking to Superman right now. But that's what I say. That's what makes Superman a little bit boring, is that he'll kick everyone's ass. That's what makes the character just a tiny little bit boring.
As long as you're not saying Superman sucks, because I'd be
highly offended
right now. I didn't say Superman
sucks.
Okay, good.
Jeez, man. Do you still have a suit?
Not that I talk about. I try to keep that
AKA one that he stole.
You have to. I don't think anybody in the history playing Superman has walked away from any set without taking one of the suits.
You have to take things.
Dean Kane, thank you so much for joining us on the Ron Zamoka Show. Cannot wait to watch this new show, $10 million Bigfoot Bounty on Spike TV. Is this going to be the show that make people who don't believe in Bigfoot maybe believe in Bigfoot?
Well, there may be 10 million reasons why. That's all I can say about that.
Nice.
Dude, if you found Bigfoot, I'm going to fly to L.A. and make out with you. I really will. And then I'm going to ask you for a loan so I can send your brother and my brother away for a weekend together.
Exactly. Let them go squash for a while.
Dean Kane, you are awesome, dude. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you, guy. I appreciate having me on.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.